Devin, we continue this conversation, particularly with respect to trying to protect our neighborhoods, especially the most vulnerable ones to gang violence. Angus McKenzie is the Bontevierville ward councillor, joining us this morning to discuss exactly this topic. Thank you so much for calling in, Angus. And you have kind of put something in place to help us quell gang violence within the neighborhood. How are you today?
Morning, Rafael. I'm very well. Just very saddened about the situation in Kraaifontein. And I think saddened across the board, because these issues are things that can be overcome by the community themselves. I think what we do know is that SAPS, from a management perspective, is hugely dysfunctional. So they aren't enough SAPS police officers to do the job that they're required to do. We're aware of that. But blaming it is not going to solve the problem. So I think it's a step we took in Bontevierville about a year or two ago, where we managed to set up WhatsApp groups for every single street in the area. All right. In setting up WhatsApp groups, which I did in every street, we set up a tip of WhatsApp group. So that group had, for an example, all the senior SAPS officers and senior law enforcement, Metro Police, etc. And people would then be encouraged to give us tip-offs of what is happening, when it's about to happen, etc. And that information could then be relayed directly onto the tip-off WhatsApp group. And because you then had a high level of law enforcement visibility because of our program, our LEAP program in Bontevierville, these guys were very quick to be able to respond. So when the officers respond quickly to tip-offs, the individual that gave the tip-off generally tells the next neighbor and the next neighbor, the system works. Councillor McKenzie, And I think last night was probably the best example. At exactly 7:23 p.m., we got a tip-off of an individual selling drugs on a corner in Bontevierville. I won't go into the street. We sent the information onto the tip-off WhatsApp group like 30 seconds, a minute later. By 7:45, that guy was arrested and he was in a holding cell at Bishop Labour's police station. And this is the sort of thing that deters gangsters from coming out to do these horrible things that they are doing, because they know that as soon as they start doing it, there's someone that lives in that road that's going to see them, that's going to tip us off, that's going to give us the information, and we're going to be able to arrest the person. The biggest challenge, however, that we sits with the conviction rate of gangsters and gang-related things, where we're only sitting on a 3% conviction rate. So we're generally arresting the same people over and over until the justice system gets it effectively right.
What do we fix in the rest of that pipeline after the arrest? Is it the collation of evidence? Is it the reticence of eyewitnesses to give testimony? What becomes the issue after that?
So there's always an element of people coming out with information in terms of testifying, etc. There's always going to be that sort of loophole. What we should be doing is that these individuals are known individuals that are the ones that are the shooters. Every community member can tell you who the main hitman is in the community. So if the community knows them, the police should know them. So if the police should know them, the police should have profiled them over a period of time. So when we manage to catch this guy in the act or about to act, it's about pulling his profile out so that he can be prosecuted. But that's where the challenge comes in. That's the problem with the SAPS management. That's the dysfunction taking place from a management perspective within SAPS, where we don't have vehicles, we don't have guns, we don't have bulletproof vests, we don't have proper detectives. We have detectives that sits with 300 cases per detective. There's no way that you're ever going to be able to make a meaningful impact in prosecuting gangsters if this is the situation. So there'll always be this element that there are evidence that is needed from eyewitness accounts, always going to be, and there's always a loophole there because people are scared to speak up at that point. But to overcome that process, you should have been able to profile these known gangsters over a period of time.
I reckon. Yeah, especially if you're in that WhatsApp group, right? I mean, Angus, thank you. I mean, I appreciate this, but yeah, it sounds like people who are well-intentioned, who just don't have the support of their corporation, which is an issue, and of course the resources that they need to carry through the response to tip-offs.
Can I lastly say,
of course,
you're never going to overcome gangsterism. Right?
This is
It's around the world. But for a place like Bontevierville to have reduced their gang-related murders and crime by over 50% shows the commitment of the community and the fact that there are more good people in a community than what there is bad people. And when those people are given a channel to be able to act and to be able to do in a confidential manner, you start seeing the changes within that community, because people don't want crime around them.
They certainly don't. Thank you so much, Angus McKenzie, and well done on those achievements. Bontehevel Ward Councillor there, Angus McKenzie, of his own volition, actually, joining us this morning, listening in and saying, I want to let you know proactively what's happening in my neighborhood.